Unit 6. Resolving the dispute. This unit deals with resolving disputes, whistleblowing, and taking strike or industrial action. John Sims was a finance officer at Elecom PLC's headquarters in London. He was recently sacked and has since taken his story to The Guardian. Sims claims that he was the subject of a systematic campaign of harassment, and this is now being investigated. Despite Elecom's assertion that he was sacked for a serious breach of company regulations, Sims insists that it was because he reported financial irregularities. Elecom's workforce is unhappy with the dismissal and is demanding answers from the company. They are meeting with the union to discuss what action they can take.
Thank you all for attending tonight. This meeting has been called in response to the sacking of John Sims. As your union representative, I am aware that many of you are unhappy with the lack of response from the management.
Yes.
Is it true that John has been barred from attending?
Elecom has exercised its right not to allow John to be here on the grounds that he is no longer an employee of the company.
Then who's protecting his rights?
John remains a member of the union, and he continues to receive our support on that basis.
I'm not happy with the way Elecom has behaved over this. It's my belief that John was sacked for whistleblowing.
Mm.
Now, where's the protection for employees?
Judging by the numbers here tonight, I'm sure most members would agree with you. It's important to get that message across to Elecom's board in a peaceful way.
Can't we just go on strike?
We can't withdraw labour without first taking a ballot of members. For this, we'd need to give management 7 days' notice. Completing a ballot will take time.
What about picketing?
Yes.
Well, we can consider it eventually, but it must comply with the regulations.
After the fiasco at the AGM, I think the press would be interested to hear of further action. It doesn't look good to our shareholders if the workforce is up in arms.
Yeah. What a pity.
My recommendation is to seek a meeting with the board, requesting John's reinstatement. If we can resolve this peacefully, then we all gain. If the management doesn't want to listen, then we have to look for other ways to convince them. How do the members feel about this?
I suppose we ought to give it a go.
Yes, I'll support that.
Good. That's settled then. We'll approach the board tomorrow morning and report back next week.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. Are you going off to...